This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in for a very quick, efficient, express edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too today at the Team 980 because it's a day that we do that. I know we were a little late getting on the air yesterday. Sometimes we're on remote, things happen, but we are ready to go, fired up. And we'll talk in basically straight Terps today, barring any breaking news. 4:30, we switch to the ladies as the Lady Terps will play South Carolina in the Sweet 16. That game follows us at 5, hence the express version of the show today. But we'll start talking about the men and yesterday's game against Florida. And it's been very interesting to listen to the stations today and the takes today and read some of the columns from like Jerry Brewer in the Washington Post wrote about Kevin Willard. And I think there's two things I want to talk about in junction together here to open the show. First is the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball team lost in the Sweet 16 yesterday. And it is the farthest they've advanced in the NCAA tournament, even with the loss since 2016. They obviously made the Final Four back in 2003. But first Sweet 16 game since 2016, only second since that 03 Final Four run. They lost to a University of Florida team that is one of the best teams, not only this year in college basketball, and proved that they were flat out a better team yesterday, but one of the best college basketball teams we've seen in a long time. I'll reference this again in case you missed it or haven't heard me talk about it yet. And if you have, I apologize for repeating myself. But if you look at the KenPom ratings, which is, you know, a bunch of different composite rankings that Ken Pomeroy has been doing for the better part of 25, if not 30 years, this Florida team would be one of the best teams in college basketball, not just this year, but in most years. They would have been the top overall seed in most years. They are better relative to their competition than, you know, most teams we've seen in the last 2.5, 3 decades of college basketball. This is a very, very, very good Florida team that absolutely could have been beaten by Maryland. But you saw in the first half yesterday, even when Florida was turning the ball over like crazy, and there's the hilarious exchange on the broadcast between Dan Bonner and Stan Van Gundy, where Van Gundy is like, yeah, Golden at halftime needs to tell them that they're wearing the white shirts. He apparently didn't tell them enough before the game, which is objectively very funny and very Stan Van Gundy. And they have that, you know, because Florida just can't stop turning the ball over to Maryland, can't stop throwing it out of bounds. And some of that was absolutely forced by Maryland's pressure. And, you know, that team deserves a ton of credit for how tough they played Florida for 30 minutes. But once Florida remembered what jersey they were wearing and stopped doing silly stuff, then they pulled away and won running away because they're a significantly better basketball team. And that can be true at the same time that there was absolutely a cloud over this game in some ways with Kevin Willard's job future, something that, in a sense, Kevin Willard invited in by being honest, answering a question 2 weeks ago. And I think multiple things can be true at once. I, by and large, I realize that I went from this being a majority opinion to me being the last man left on an island here. And I say this as someone who is giving you their honest opinion on the situation, not trying to defend Kevin Willard, because I've never met Kevin Willard in my life. I don't know. He doesn't know. He may know who I am because I host the Afternoon Drive show on his flagship radio station, the station where more people listen to his team play basketball than anywhere else, and his coach's show and all that kind of stuff. So he might be tangentially aware of who I am. I don't know. I certainly don't know Kevin Willard. I'm not covering for his agent because I don't know who his agent is. I don't play in the college basketball waters very often. All I'm doing is watching people talk into microphones and reading a bunch of reporting and drawing a conclusion. And my conclusion is that this is suboptimal, but ultimately kind of how business is done. And I'm not saying that Willard has, by and large, or that Willard has taken every step exactly right along the way. But what I do think Kevin Willard mostly has done has been honest. And that has made a lot of people mad. And I try my best to not criticize people who are being honest, because as someone in the media, I want honesty. When I ask people in power questions, I want them to give me a real answer. And sometimes those answers are messy. And then we can talk about the content of those answers. But I hate when people give political answers, when people try to brush stuff over and try to play the games, because frankly, most people are really bad at it. And like, Kevin Willard has made things messy by being honest, and maybe he could have been a little bit smoother sailing the last 2 weeks if he had been less honest and he had been cagier, or he had, you know, no commented questions. But when you no comment stuff, people fill in the blanks anyway. Reporters don't stop reporting. People still would have been like, Villanova, Villanova, Villanova. And so even when he came after the media and was like, you guys are going to report what you're going to report anyway, people in the media got all up in arms and like, how dare you blame the media? He's not wrong. He's not wrong to say that if he had been like, I have no comment on that, that the media was just going to go and go ask his agent or go ask people at sources at Villanova, go ask sources at Maryland, whatever. And I know that, like, I heard, I'm not going to subtweet JP Finley. I'll add him. JP, if you're listening and you want to yell at me calling in, because I know you listen, like, go ahead. But I heard what JP had to say earlier, and I really appreciate JP's passion on this, and I understand why he's upset as someone who cares deeply about his university and his program. Like, if I still cared about Syracuse in the way that JP cares about Maryland, I might occasionally use my platform to yell about Syracuse. Here's what I'll yell about Syracuse, my alma mater. I wish we didn't suck. That'd be cool. Hey, John Wildhack, AD at Syracuse, you want to fix that? You want to not suck at basketball, a sport we were good at for a really long time, and then you let Jim Boeheim stay too long and mess that up? There, I yelled at my alma mater too. But like, I heard JP earlier get really passionately upset about Willard's been doing this since February. He's a weasel. And it was really kind of funny to listen to JP, because he's like, I understand this is a business. I understand that this is... this is the way business is done, but you could have gone about it differently. And that's where I actually don't know that I agree. Could he have gone about it differently? Yes, sure. There are a million options. He could have made this way worse. Maybe there's a way he could have been a little less honest in certain spots and a little less cagey. And he's been mercurial. And I realize it's gotten everyone under everyone's skin. And maybe Kevin Willard could. Maybe there's someone who's a smoother operator that could have made this a little bit better. Sure. But the outcome wouldn't have changed. And that's the part that I'm just like, what are y'all actually mad about here?
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks that are super pissed at Willard, do you think that if he had handled this differently, you would have beaten Florida? And that's why I wanted to talk about the game together with this story. Because if you're going to pretend to be mad at Willard for losing to Florida because he was allegedly focused on other things, you're out of your mind. Florida is a better basketball team. And Maryland's flaws as a basketball team that have been flaws far before Kevin Willard ever thought about the Villanova job were the things that cost them last night. They're not a good rebounding team. They have had problems with that for weeks and months, despite the fact that Julian Reese individually is an outstanding rebounder. And Derek Queen individually is a really good rebounder. As a team, they haven't been good at it. They've had issues. They had to play differently. They tried something. We talked about it with Naki yesterday. Like, they've been able to overcome that to win, what was it, 13 of their last 16 in the Big Ten. They found ways at times, but against the very best, they hit a wall. So what are you actually mad about? Because I'll tell you, the thing that I would be mad about is the fact that the university is going through this. They just lost their AD to SMU? Are we really a worse job than Southern Methodist University? And there's a quote that Willard gave last night that is a human being who has worked in a business. I don't understand how you cannot empathize with. Willard said last night, the biggest question I have in life right now is who my boss is going to be. Why would he commit to Maryland if he doesn't know who the AD is? And I realize that sucks to hear as a Maryland fan, but like, of course he wants to know who his boss is. What an absurd thing not to want to know. So why would he sign an extension? And unfortunately, the reality is, Villanova is only going to wait so long. So if Maryland can't get some assurances, and he was very complimentary earlier in the week when he was on Machine about the people that he's dealing with at Maryland right now. But those are temporary. And if those temporary people, if one of them gets elevated and becomes the AD, fine. That could be a way to like, okay, you like this person, you work with them, now you know who the boss is, we're willing to give you the resources that you're fighting over, bang, bang, let's sign the contract, and all of a sudden Kevin Willard's staying at Maryland. But if Villanova's like, hey, you interviewed with us, or we will interview you now that, you know, we've been talking with your agent, the deal is ready, now you just have to make sure you want to be here, however that has gone, the talks I'm sure have been ongoing with Willard's agent for a while, how involved he has been or not, who knows. But at the end of the day, like, he's clearly focused. He got Maryland farther, and I realize it's farther than Willard's ever gone, but it's also farther than Maryland's gone since 2016. And so it's not like he cost the team. Yes, it may have sucked the joy out of some of it. Clearly it did for fans. I don't know that it actually did for the players. And I think sometimes we infantilize the players because they're kids, and like, we then put our emotions on them. But as I said yesterday when I was talking about this, I think a lot of the stuff Willard's fighting for, the kids on the team probably think like, he's fighting for us. We want this stuff. We want it to stay in New York. We want more money. We want more resources. We see our friends and our former AAU teammates at other programs getting better stuff. And so the kids are fine. The kids are going to be all right. The coach is doing a very human thing. The team got as far as you can possibly expect to get, unless you pulled a massive, massive, significant upset. So why is everyone so mad? And where are you directing that anger? That's kind of where I'm left questioning. Because I've tried to understand it. Because the anger is real. I'm not denying that. I'm not trying to be a contrarian here for the sake of being a contrarian. That's not how I do business. It's not how I do this job. So when I find myself feeling like I'm taking a contrarian position, I try my best to read up and understand why everyone is so mad about the thing. And again, I am not trying to argue that Kevin Willard has handled this optimally. What I am putting forth out as a thing to think about is, what would optimal have looked like? Because if it's being political and or cagey and or lying, I don't agree that that is optimal. Willard has been honest, maybe too honest, but honest at every step of the way. I think he has done that for leverage. Not the Villanova job is going to be there where he lies or not. It's not about leverage with Villanova. It's about leverage with Maryland. He's trying to use leverage to get Maryland to the point that he can stay, where he feels comfortable staying. And maybe he ultimately won't, and you'll then see me at the, you know, whenever that we're doing a remote, you'll be like, hey, man, you were so wrong about that Maryland thing. He was looking to leave the whole time. If he wanted to leave, he could just leave. Maybe he does tomorrow. Maybe this is all a ruse. But if it happens again in 2 years with the next coach, maybe he had a point. And again, I just have not read anything yet, nor have I heard anything yet that convinces me that he's actually wrong on any of this, and that the anger at him is anger actually put forth towards the proper target. Y'all are grown adults. You can tell me how you feel. 301-230-0980. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something, and I'm open to that. So if I'm missing something, what am I missing? 301-230-0980. Taking your calls next before Kareem Copeland previews the Lady Terps showdown with South Carolina coming up at 4:30.